if someone if a boy, well, I'll ask you a different question. If children are making loud noise and you tell them to be quiet and they don't be quiet, then finally you say, all right, now don't do that again or I'll
spank you.
If a boy goes to see a girl and he takes her flowers and candy, you say he's doing what?
Courting.
And he is her
boyfriend or sweetheart.
And she is his
girlfriend.
And
I use that much more. Girlfriend, boyfriend, now this generation.
Used to be beau, didn't it?
Yeah, beau or sweetheart.
Uh-huh. And if a boy asks a girl to marry him and she says yes, then he is her what?
Fiance. Mm-hmm.
And if he asks her to marry him and she says no, you say she did what?
Guilty.
If at a wedding, the man who is with the groom is the
best man or groomsman.
Mm-hmm.
But you never heard of that term, groomsman.
That's the only term.
That's the only term. I guess because it was very common in my younger days. And now you hardly ever hear it once in a while. You see it in the paper, and especially in Episcopalian church.
Oh.
Right. If you notice that, they nearly always have groomsman or groomsman.
What did you call the girl who was with the bride?
Well, the maid of honor or maid of... But now you can be a married woman and be a maid too. I can't quite accept that.
It doesn't quite fit.
But they never say matron of honor, hardly ever. Maid of honor is the... And even if she's been married quite some time, she's still a maid.
And the groom will probably wear what?
The kind of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. Here it would just be a dark suit,
what,
most of them.
An old one?
A new one. Yeah, they don't wear a new suit, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
I hadn't thought of that term, but I was thinking of evening clothes and what time the weddings. Tuxedo and so on and so forth.
Do they still go out here when there's a wedding and ring cowbells and shoot guns and do things like
that? No, not much. Chivalry's about gone out of existence.
That's too bad, too, in a way, I guess.
I don't know. They kind of carried it to extremes, I think, sometimes.
Yeah, I've heard about them riding a groom out on a rail.
Yes, and taking him out and ducking him upon the water, things like that. It's when they get to that extreme, it's time to stop it. Everybody's been kind of glad that it's been dropped.
Yeah, when it gets rough, it's no fun. It's not a celebration.
No.
It's a heckler. When you were a girl, what did the boys ask if you went to a dance and they knew you'd gone there alone?
May I see you home?
Mm-hmm. In the fall?
Or may I carry you home if you're from the South? Well, the first time I met that expression, it tickled me. And I said, I believe I'm bigger than you are. You'd have a bad time. I lived there for 2 miles away. And that boy was so embarrassed that he couldn't speak to me again. He just turned and walked off.
Oh, is that at all common around here to carry you home?
Oh, yes. Very. Texas people all said, well, all the Georgia folks say, I carried a girl to church.
Mm-hmm. How about now?
And they still say that.
Young people? Or?
Young people and old people. That my husband's nephew's wife said to me, I went by and carried a cousin of hers and carried her over to see another.
This was in Georgia?
Rather than last summer in Georgia.